Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You said.
Put that which is wrong aside or in the back of our minds. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Hard to do it when it's right in front of your face, though, all the time, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie back on Tuesday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here we go again. This was one of the most overlooked items of interest this week, it seemed to me, although Charlotte snoring through it. Do you hear Charlotte snoring? Well, Charlotte's my bulldog, who is often not particularly...
She's a critic of the show.
...impressed with what's going on. So the story this week, and I don't know whether it's the big story of the week or the month or the year, but it's been covered up well because of all of the hysteria about Ebola and ISIS. Did you know that American troops were exposed to chemical weapons not just once, but multiple times in the years following the invasion of Iraq? The Pentagon kept the discovery of this expired weaponry secret from the soldiers, people investigating, military doctors. This is a report that was published this week, folks. New York Times says American troops reported finding approximately 5,000 chemical warheads, aviation bombs, that sort of thing, after the invasion of Iraq. On at least six occasions, soldiers were wounded by these weapons, which had been manufactured many years before. The paper said 17 U.S. soldiers, 7 Iraqi police officers, were exposed to chemical agents during the war. Government said its number was slightly higher than that, but didn't release the specific figure because they didn't want to alarm anybody. How do you like that for your government? If you're a soldier in service to our country, what do you think of things like that?
Oh, I mean, you have to be furious, right? I mean, how could they, under the guise of protecting you, really, when you could be seeking treatment early on if you had anything going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. The way that we treat our soldiers is just, it's deplorable.
And then, we have people standing in line to volunteer.
Yep.
Wasn't this basically the same thing that went on in Vietnam?
Uh-huh. Yep, same, and we covered it up. I didn't. The government did. Covered it up, the exposure to Agent Orange.
Right.
Kenny, I think is what you're talking about. Yep, and what it did. Big secret, nope. Nothing wrong with that stuff. Used all the time on farms in America. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Really? Okay, now, the fate of Oscar Pistorius. Isn't this day four? I thought there was the hearing or the sentencing was going to take about 4 days, right?
It's a long process, apparently.
Prosecution, right. Calling for a minimum sentence of 10 years, is that likely? Anybody listening to the audio of this? Michael, are you listening to the audio off air?
I did it yesterday. I think they're done for the day.
And they still haven't figured out what to do with them?
Yeah, I think next Tuesday, maybe.
Really? So, ruined a lot of people's weekends. Oof.
Yeah, sentencing judgment likely to be delivered Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
His lawyer says he has no money left, that he has been just bled dry, which you'd imagine. I mean, I guess going through, how long has he been on trial?
Well, this has been, when did he kill a girlfriend? A couple of years ago?
It seems like it's just taken a long time.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, a lot of people are distracted. They find this sort of thing fascinating in that it takes their mind off of whatever else is going on, like the hearing yesterday. Dr. Friedan from the CDC testifying before Congress about the response, the federal response.
A horror show. Mm-hmm.
Their response is a horror show, and the situation as it was presented during the hearings yesterday is pretty much a horror show as well. Here's part of the give and take from that testimony yesterday before Congress.
Multimedia?
Oops, that's not the right button, Michael. Let's try the other button, the one over there. This button.
Ebola spreads only by direct contact with a patient who is sick with the disease or has died from it or with their body fluids.
The multimedia market.
Ebola is not new, although it's new to the U.S. We know how to control Ebola. Even in
right, can we get to the good stuff, Michael? We all know what it is. We all know. Shepard Smith, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, is actually quite well done. Shepard Smith on Fox.
It's a great piece of reporting.
3 minutes or so explaining to you, watch the video, listen to the audio. It takes a lot of time to explain exactly what Ebola means to you. Anyway, meanwhile, have you found some juicier stuff?
There is no doubt in my mind, we will not have a large outbreak of Ebola in the U.S.
The issue is not that Ebola is highly infectious. The issue with Ebola is that the stakes are so high.
All right, here's one of the nurses testifying yesterday.
I called the CDC, and the agency said that this nurse, Nurse Vincent, did in fact call the CDC several times before taking that flight and said she has a temperature, a fever of 99.5. But the person at the CDC looked at a chart, and because her fever wasn't 100.4 or higher, she didn't officially fall into the group of high risk.
The first day we called and said this patient just preliminarily came back negative. Can we move him out? And they said no. They said they must maintain under strict isolation until the final result comes back and until it says they are negative. And the very next day...
All right, let me get to the bottom line here. What you heard or saw or will read about today or hear more of the outtakes about the hearing just once again underscores how...
0-5-1. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday the 23rd of March. Jennifer is here, Richie's here, Kenny is here, and da-da-da-dun. There is a self-driving car that's going to start a road trip across the country. It's a trip actually starting in California. Gee, what a place to start a cross-country trip. I'm going to start one, too. It'll probably be longer than 3,500 miles, though, in a couple of weeks. Anyway, it goes to New York.
Are you going
to
go back and forth?
Yeah, well, I'm going to actually go up and down. I'm going to start here on the Pacific Coast Highway, and I'll get on to Interstate 10, and I'm going to go all the way across country on Interstate 10, stopping in Tampa and Orlando, and then I have to drive up to Ohio, and then I'm going to Philadelphia, and then I'm going back to Boston. How's that for
crazy.
You? You want to come with me?
No.
No. Oh, dare you.
Maybe if we were just going, like, straight across, I would do that. That's a lot of zigzagging.
Zigging and zagging. All right, so anyway, this vehicle, this driverless car, I guess when you pass the car, it's an Audi. When you pass the car, you don't see anybody in it. What are you going
to
be?
They should get a fake head just to not freak people out, you know? Or this is a self-driving car written on the outside. You imagine seeing a car with no driver, you think you're going crazy.
This car has been seen on the streets of California and in Las Vegas in the past couple of months. But this is the so-called ultimate test for Delphi, which is the company that has created or at least is marketing and testing this. The vehicle will be challenged under a variety of driving conditions, from changing weather, changing terrain, road hazards, all that sort of thing. This would be something that you wouldn't be able to test unless you were actually out on the roads, I wouldn't have thought. But it's freaky. Suppose like anything new, it's just something that when you understand what it's all about, you think, wow, what a difference. It's changing. Can you imagine, though, put yourself ahead by, 4 or 5 years, how many more of these cars will be on the road? And there are two sides of this, I think, of this car thing. One of them is that I find driving pleasurable. I enjoy driving. I like the feeling of being on the road. I like looking around. Now, if you don't have anybody driving you, you're going to enjoy more of the road. Mm-hmm. And that would be great unless you're going across the California and the Arizona desert.
Boring.
Yeah, just curl up in the back seat with Charlotte and go to sleep. Which is another thing.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, you could drive 24 hours, though. The car can move. I get there, Pastor.
That's what I was going to just say. My dad and I were talking about this last week, and I said, I don't know about the idea of a self-driving car. I kind of like that control. And he's like, oh, sign me up. He's like, I could do my emails in the back seat. He's like, I could take a nap, could drive for a long distance. He was all for it. I wouldn't expect that because he's somebody who likes to be in control. But, you think about all the things that we do now that we shouldn't do while we drive. It might be safer to have a machine driving for us.
But is that really what it's all about? Is it just control? Are these control issues? Not being able to drive the car, is that a control issue?
I don't know. I always like to drive. So, yeah, maybe.
Well, with you, think about what your personality is all about. Do you want to control everything at work?
And you, speaking to my...
Chicken.
It's my code word for you. Do whatever I say. I don't know. I don't want to control everything. No, that's no fun at all. But for me, I like to... I don't know. I just like to be in charge of the car. I get a little car sick, so it's nicer to be in the front seat. So, yeah, maybe. Maybe a little control issue.
So let's ramp this up one more degree. There's a story today at DougStephan.com about the future of farming. And because we're getting into springtime, I spent a lot of time this past weekend with my pals, the farmers in Framingham. There are only a few of us, but the time that we spent was, what are we going to do with the land that we have available to us? How are we going to farm this year? What's going to be our priority? This, that, and the other thing.
Should have self-driving tractors.
Well, that's the interesting you would say that. Those of you who are in agrarian areas know that there are a number of tractor companies, John Deere, Kubota, I think most of them now, Massey Ferguson, International, McCormick Deering, Mahindra, all of these companies, Ford, have a large, basically self-driving tractor. It has a computer. You set the computer, for example, in the areas where there's lots of corn and beans, and these rows are a mile long, or maybe longer than that. You set the computer to do it a certain way. You stay in the cab, but there are many examples of these things being done around the clock, just pretty much what we're talking about, and the driver is sleeping. The tractor can basically operate itself. And so as the article at DougStephan.com points out, Jen, the agricultural situation we find ourselves in today, such a high-tech enterprise, most of the people that I grew up with and most of the tractors that I have now that come from the era in which I grew up, I have mostly tractors and Internationals. I have a dozen of them. There are 6-series tractors that come from the 70s for the most part. I have Massey Ferguson tractors that go back to the 60s and all the way through to maybe 10 years ago. And they're all tractors that you would control if you were sitting on. I control them when I'm driving them. But 100 years ago, you want to drive one of those?
I want to drive one of your tractors, yes.
But think about this in terms of how we've transitioned. 100 years ago, there weren't even really the internal combustion engine and its application in agriculture is just sort of getting started. Mm-hmm. But then you fast forward to, after World War II, tractors in the late 40s and the 50s became much more practical, and then they started using diesel engines in them, and they modernized, they grew. But now, in the last 20 years, the GPS systems, electronic sensors in tractors, many other things have moved farming into what described by one was a technological wonderland. Now, we have air conditioning in the cabs. I have a few cab over tractors, but don't have that. But you got stereo phonics, phone systems.
Do you have automated tractors yet to where don't even need to get in them? Is there such a thing? I would imagine that's...
No, not when they have the internet, but you can set the computers and use the technology.
Like a drone, sort of.
Right. Yeah.
I would imagine in 10 years, you don't need anybody in a tractor. You just set the tractor
loose.
They go to the crops.
And now there's flying robots that are showing what's going on the farms. They treat the crops. Those are the ultimate, at least now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, drones are going to be the big thing, too, for farms.
Right. So... You know, I can keep the government out of, trying to take over all the waterways and the land and stuff. Maybe we'll have something.
But Debbie, you could just sit on your couch and farm from there. It'll be perfect.
No, it would be no fun. I'd stop. That'd be the end of it for me. 21 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program is Monday morning. Help yourself to 888-302-3684.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listening to anything from this era that Cher has done, because she's such a caricature today of herself, still looks pretty much the same thanks to lots of work. And the sound of her voice is still just as strong. This woman is 67, 68 years old. She doesn't look it. She doesn't sound it. God love her. It's the anniversary of that song you're hearing, Dark Lady, becoming number one this week, 1974. Other artists who shared the spotlight during that week. Terry Jacks, remember that song, Richie? Oh. John Denver. Blue Sweet. This was Ooga Chukka Week.
The Ooga Chukka Week.
Ooga Chukka.
Ooga Chukka.
And Elton John, plus mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, also known, Kenny, as... Where can you go?
MFSTB.
MFSB, yes, right, exactly. MFSB. Yes, yes, yes.
Them.
Them.
Oh,
those
they just
guys.
Checked my luggage this weekend. When I was flying. That's that, right?
About the spring training.
Oh, it's so fun, I will.
All right, so let's try to check in on the Jimmy Fallon program last Friday night, where he joked about the number of things, actually. Come on. I'm not necessarily a big fan of his, but every once in a while he strikes something that's pretty funny, and here's an example.
We're still getting some crazy weather. In fact, yesterday President Obama addressed climate change by signing an executive order to cut the country's gas emissions by 40% over the next 10 years. And he says, yeah. And he said, and if it fails, who cares? I'll be halfway to Mars by then. I don't care about you. I've got a million trillion things I'd rather do. Speaking of Obama, it's rumored that he recently purchased a house in Hawaii that was featured on the show Magnum P.I. Yeah, not to be outdone, Biden's moving into SpongeBob's pineapple. That's right, President Obama may have bought a house in Hawaii that was Magnum P.I.'s house. Prince Charles visited President Obama at the White House yesterday, and I think President Obama was a little jealous of the prince. Listen to this.
I think it's fair to say that the American people are quite fond. responded to war. They like them much better than their own politics.
That's a pretty good example of, hello, remember the microphone is always on.
Yeah.
There was nothing bad said there, just... Uh-huh. And maybe he's right.
Yeah.
Should we have a poll on that, Kenny? Whether or not we like our the Royals. Did you see the promo for that show that's, I think it's going to be on E?
Yeah, Jennifer? It's already started. Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Hurley, I think, is the queen.
Yep.
And the bunch of other actors that
kind
I
kind of like a modern-day Downton Abbey. Said
right.
Kind of thing.
It seems to be that way, yeah, in a manner of speaking. All right, here's Ellen DeGeneres from Friday joking about the arrival of spring 2015.
Happy first day of spring, everyone. People all over L.A. are excited because they finally get to put away their winter T-shirts and take out their summer T-shirts. I love spring because for a short time, everything smells fresh and new. That's the time it usually lasts between when flowers start to bloom and when spring breakers start to show up and fall down drunk. It's the cycle of the seasons here.
The cycle of the season. Well, we have a poll today at DougStephan.com that asks you about your favorite thing regarding spring. It's the spring thing.
Chipotle, Dougie. It?
Thank you. It starts with the staying lighter later. That's another good one. The weather's getting warmer. Flowers are blooming. Birds are singing. The bells are ringing for me and my girl. Baseball season starting. I don't like spring. Who doesn't like spring?
Humbug.
Come on.
Bring back.
Who doesn't like spring? Give me a break, will ya? It's 28 past the hour, speaking of a break, and this is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, and I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, what do you two think about the way ISIS is complaining how Twitter and Google are taking down their internet messaging?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. Because ISIS, or ISIL, has been brilliant at using social media in the West to recruit people to its cause, they've been bitter at Twitter and Google for canceling their accounts. Does ISIL have a case?
I think they ought to be shut down in every way we possibly can.
Al-Qaeda, they publish an English language magazine whose most recent issue included instructions on how to smuggle on board a plane explosive devices that would bring down the plane. They put that on the internet. This is maybe just a difference in degree, but the new techniques of information distribution and then with 3D printing materials distribution are going to challenge a lot of our ideas about how we communicate, what's permissible, what the authorities have to do. This is beyond incitement. This is actually putting human life destroying.
I don't think anyone disagrees with what you just said, but once you have the people who run these pipes start making any judgments about good and bad speech, then there's a group that comes along that's not ISIS, and that executive is exercising authority in a way that's really interesting. That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and Atlantic Magazine senior editor.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is the 25th anniversary, Jennifer, of the release of the movie that sort of put the whole country on its ear. Richard Gere and, why does her name go out? Jennifer Roberts. And
Julia
Roberts.
Julia.
And Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
25 years ago today.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, it is. My son's working on a movie that Richard Gere is attached to, and he's apparently very much easier to... Well, I don't know if he was difficult. The words were, when there were all the rumors that went around about Richard Gere, you know, the rumors.
Oh, everybody knew a nurse that knew about that rumor.
Yeah, right.
Everybody. I was just thinking, actually, when you brought up his name, that's the first thing you think of is...
Yeah, it is.
His pets.
Always.
It's on the pets. Yeah. And so it makes you wonder, like, how he ever, like, as a PR, like, if you were a PR person, how do you ever disassociate those two? I don't think you do anymore.
I think it got so big that people just don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still do.
Really? That's your choice. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Oh, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. How do you do? Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. We'll check with him as to how the top 10 radio topics fared. This is the anniversary of John Young, an astronaut, becoming the first man to eat a corned beef sandwich in outer space.
Yeah, that's a record to hold.
We have really weird anniversaries in this world, don't we?
We do. Yeah, remember Alan Shepard and a golf club stunt from the surface of the moon a number of years later? This guy, a young, smuggled a corned beef sandwich on board the spacecraft to supplement their meals of dehydrated foods. And remember, that was the first space flight that Tang was used. Remember Tang? Tang doesn't even exist anymore, does
that
it?
That orange powder.
No, it still does.
Right. It does?
Uh-huh.
You can still get it?
Yeah. One of our hosts, Dana Lash, was just talking about this the other day, and one of the things that she said that was funny was that like Buzz Aldrin came out in like 1980 and said that Tang sucks.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you something that doesn't suck. It's Super Beats. I thought figuring that Tang, everybody would get that. The same sort of thing. When you think about Tang, that orange powder, think about Beats as a purple powder. That's what it is. It's a purple powder that's yummy. It's the easiest way for you to get all kinds of natural things. It's a gold mine in antioxidants and electrolytes. nitric oxide, which is the secret to your body working. I learn more and more about this every day with my own body as I've sort of gone back to exercising heavily, the gym, that kind of stuff. You can feel the difference, but it's not the only thing. It's just sort of a sign. But if you're not working out extensively, still nitric oxide is so much more important than the average vitamin or mineral. Not that you shouldn't take supplements and take really good care of yourself, but this is a way for you to do it that actually tastes good. You take a scoop of Super Beets, put in a glass of water. Now, did we have a discussion about whether water was okay or whether it was fruit juice? I was told by somebody
they suggest water.
They do suggest water.
Yes.
Okay. All right. One of the things you're not going to get when you drink Super Beets is that beet taste, although I don't mind. As a matter of fact, I kind of like the taste.
No, it's good. They lightly sweeten it with stevia.
Yeah.
So it's right. Got a really good taste. I mean, you can taste the beet, but it's, to me, it kind of tastes like a cranberry juice type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it looks like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make sure your heart is healthy, you have great circulation, you have super blood pressure, I'm not over-promising here. I know that this is the thing that will do the trick. And you get the benefits of three whole beets in one teaspoon of Super Beets. Beet juice, very potent, rich in all kinds of things. It's aided in the... This is... I think I saw this somewhere. It's aided many people in not dying so soon. I don't know whether that's a claim the company makes or somebody else just said, okay, this is a vacation from the ordinary, normal kind of supplementation. And it is. You get more stamina, more energy. All kinds of detoxification benefits come from using Super Beets. More mentally aware because your blood's getting into your brain. It's all around better nutrition. So, Super Beets. Help yourself, help your body, create the circumstances where you boost the circulation, relax the arteries in your body, and have, as we say here on this program, a good day. In order to have a good day health-wise, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Say it again, Doug, .com. DougLikesBeets.com. Richie, I can't do that very frequently all in one mouthful.
DougLikesBeets.com.
DougLikes.
That's a tricky alliteration.
It is. DougLikesBeets.
Let's let Rich say it, Dougie.
DougLikesBeets.com. 30-day supply. Free comes with the regular order. Also, it comes with this book that outlines all the benefits of beets. It's called Beat the Odds. Harness the power of beets to radically transform your health. And so I've said it all, I think. Well, probably not, but I've said as much as I think I need to for you to get on to the phone right now, 800-655-4183. Do yourself and your family a favor. Good for all ages. Good for everybody. Good, 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 good. Everything good comes with Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Or, Richie, where do they go on the web?
DougLikesBeets.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello, my name is Don Azzleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around.
Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Morning, 19 before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day for this Monday. Ted Cruz making the news. How do you like that? More poetry, Jennifer.
Oh, that's beautiful,
Ted Cruz makes the news. Announcing his candidacy, but he's not even an American, so where's this going to go? Is he going to run with Obama? Where's this going?
I forget how this goes. I'll have to do a little quick research, but I remember he was born in Canada, but...
So how does he run?
Is it like one of those John McCain things where he was in a military family?
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So he wasn't born in...
Samoa. Yeah, I'm seeing a pop-up on Facebook that he's not even American. He was born in Canada, but there's something
front. All right, so can I tell you, this is my own spin on it, and I'll leave it at this. Why would anybody care? This guy's got as much chance of being president as I have. So once people dig around in his... He's another Rick Santorum kind of guy that doesn't find his way down the middle. And without being able to find your way down the middle, you got nothing. But
it's
what
a branding thing.
Well, people say, actually, this time around, that they want people away from the middle because they want to bring out those people that don't usually vote. But you know what I think is the most interesting thing about this story?
Elizabeth Warren being the candidate for the Democrats. Same kind of thing. Go ahead, Jen.
I think the most interesting thing about the story is that he declared on Twitter. Funny that this day and age, that's what's interesting to watch about all of this stuff.
All right, so Kenny, speaking of the Twitter, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, you said a lot of the juice behind conversation with our social media is on this Ted Cruz announcement.
Absolutely. And a lot of it is stuff we can't say on the radio.
reflective of what I just said, only more vulgar.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What we can say, Terry says a vote for Ted is a vote for decent American morals and values.
Mm-hmm. According to whom? Well, maybe.
Hey, yeah, according to him. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yep. All right, keep going.
Sid says, I would vote for Donald Trump first.
I would, actually. Donald. I'd vote for Don.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Don says, Ted, you just made a lot of comedians very, very happy.
Oh, yeah. Wait for the monologues from tonight to be on the air tomorrow morning with us. Yeah.
Robert says, it doesn't matter as long as the Tea Party exists to split Republican votes. They will never win.
And then the Democrats win.
Wow.
Ooh-ah, so
listen to this. I've got to get a little bit deeper into it, okay? Yeah. Rafael Edward Cruz, born in Canada in 1970 because his father was working in the oil industry there.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me now. Recently released birth certificate. This is back in the last time, 2013, or a couple of years ago. Shows
he was running
mother,
for the Senate last time?
Right. Yeah. His mother was born in Delaware, and his father was born in Cuba.
Really?
They left Canada a few years later, and he grew up in Texas and graduated from high school there. Went to Princeton and Harvard. So by virtue of his American-born mother... Cruz considers himself a natural-born citizen, eligible to run for president.
What does everybody else consider? Under the circumstances.
Yeah, what does Donald Trump have to say about that?
What about Schwarzenegger?
That's confusing. Mm-hmm. American-born mother, Cuban-born father.
It'll become a topic
in Canada.
And he'll get lost behind it, and that'll be pretty much the end of
it. Very interesting.
The top 10 talk radio topics that we post every Friday and on the weekend at DougSteffens.com. You can vote on what you thought was the most important story as far as you're concerned. And let's see what won that. It was very interesting, Kenny. It was the battle against ISIS came out on top. 23% of you thought that was number one. 17% of you said the presidential prospects, number two. The Iran nuclear controversy, number three, with the voting at DougSteffens.com. Let's see, next was Hillary and the email probe, that was number four. After that, the NFL concussion, number five. Israeli elections, number six. Starbucks race camp. Did you see that they're going to stop? As quickly as that started, the CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, sent out a letter reminding stores that this was this past week is the last day to be writing about race or talking about it on their coffee cups. Please phase out of the race discussion altogether. So, all right. Did it get anywhere? Anybody going to Starbucks? Anybody talk to him in there?
No.
About this? I didn't.
And if someone started a conversation like that with me, I'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, right.
I want a latte.
Give me more sugar, please.
All right, in a moment, we're going to deal with the current situation, the current worries, the current concerns the feds have and we have about immigration. So stand by for that 60 seconds from now here on Good Day.
One tasty rivalry takes a new left and right turn. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Multi-platinum artist and TV host Nick Lachey has signed on to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Left Twix. Lachey will be featured in new print and digital video ads where he clearly states his preference and passion for Peanut Butter Left Twix. But wait! Lachey has also agreed to represent Peanut Butter Right Twix and will star in video and print ads that showcase his love of Peanut Butter Right Twix. Here's Peanut Butter lover Nick Lachey.
I originally agreed to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Left Twix because I'm a big fan of the rich, creamy peanut butter and crunchy cookie smothered in chocolate. So, it was a bit strange to also get a call from Peanut Butter Right Twix, but it actually makes perfect sense since I love its smooth, velvety peanut butter and crunchy cookie smothered in chocolate.
Check out the Twix YouTube channel to view the new videos and pick your side of Peanut Butter Twix. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
I'm Doug Steffen. Liz Peek. With us, she spent 20 years on Wall Street as a top-ranked research analyst specializing in oil field companies. And she was one of the first women to become a partner in a Wall Street firm. Recently, she's written extensively for a number of publications, the Fiscal Times and Fox News, New York Sun, Wall Street Journal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she recently wrote, quote, federal agents raided 37 sites in Southern California, which appear to have provided thousands of Chinese women the chance to give birth to babies on U.S. soil in exchange for fees of up to $60,000. This is an angle, Liz, that we haven't really paid much attention to lately, but yet it's a very important aspect of this, isn't it?
Good morning. Yes, I think it's a one aspect of our immigration policy that is outdated and facilitates not just this birth tourism industry, which is sort of repugnant on many fronts, but also is now the largest reason or the number one reason why the population of undocumented people in the United States continues to grow. So it's kind of a two-pronged thing. First, I don't think anyone really thinks it's appropriate to have people paying money to come here to basically have sort of an ace in the hole. I mean, these Chinese people can go home, but should something disruptive happen in China, they know that they can come here. And these children, once they become 21 years old, can also bring in their parents and other assorted family members. So it's sort of a, you know, it's really not really what we intended.
So what do we do to plug this loophole, and who's paying attention to it in Washington?
Well, it's not a loophole. It's actually a constitutional amendment. And what has to happen is that someone has to propose an amendment to that amendment. And in fact, that has happened on and off over the years. Unfortunately, right now, conversations on all sides of the immigration front are so toxic that no one really can come together on anything. But there's no question that this provision, by the way, makes us an outlier. It's only the United States and Canada in the developed world that still have a policy that any child born on our soil is automatically a citizen. Nobody else does that in Europe or any other developed countries. But, you know, it's, I think there's a pretty widespread recognition that this is not what this law was intended or this constitutional amendment was intended to produce.
And there's thousands of these babies who have been born here, too. The more you look around, I'm just nosing around here a little bit. 10,000 babies were born in the United States that had Chinese connections last year.
Yes, and that's just one country. I mean, if you put, you know, as you can imagine, it's also a pretty popular thing with wealthy Arabs and Russians. Yep. And anyone whose own circumstances are somewhat uncertain. Heaven knows in Russia, if you're a wealthy person these days, you know, your life is very uncertain. And how great it is to be able to come to this country with a child that is a citizen, which is, you know, a very good possibility. So, yeah, no, this is not working for us, but, you know, there's a great many aspects of our immigration policy that are not really serving the interests of the United States, and that's kind of presumed to be our objective, right?
So, right, well, yeah, exactly. We used to be able to bring people, I remember it was in college, brought in people that went on to stay here and work in the computer industry, work in the oil industry, work in areas where we needed some help. And that seems to me to be what the common sense approach to this would be if we were to go back to that. Liz, thank you. Liz writes for a lot of different publications and obviously has an important and interesting point of view on this issue for sure. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Happy hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Hello. Hopefully you're having a good day so far. Let's see if we can help you technologically speaking with some info, starting with our daily report from Shelley Palmer, who will talk with you today about how Facebook tracks a posting even when you don't make it public. This is kind of eerie, I think. Do we all agree that posting, if the things that are going on, didn't they used to call this cookies, or is that...
Nah, it's a little different. Yeah.
Does it make you comfortable or uncomfortable?
You know what? On Facebook, you accept that everything is public and being tracked.
Yeah. Okay.
You just have to go there knowing that.
Facebookers International, Facebookers Unite. Shelley gives you some food for thought, and then I have some food for thought. I know you'll find that amazing, one and the same, food and thought. But you can't have good thoughts if you don't have good food, right? Up next here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you know that Facebook status you typed up, thought about, then realized it wasn't something you wanted to share with the world? Facebook has the ability to keep track of it, even though you never shared it. The code in your browser that powers Facebook knows that you typed, meaning the stuff you intentionally chose not to share isn't entirely private. This type of technology isn't unique to Facebook. Gmail automatically saves emails as you type. type them and stores them in your drafts folder. Even if you close your browser, you can usually find the email you were typing. That's very similar to what Facebook is doing, except Google is saving your messages to help you, while Facebook is doing it with no benefit to you at all. Facebook calls these unposted thoughts self-censorship and feels the interaction is covered by its privacy policy. Now, Facebook isn't currently collecting your self-censored posts, though it very easily could. So the next time you think to type something into Facebook, think again. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
All right, we were talking earlier about these self-driving cars. The CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, says these they call them autonomous vehicles. Is that right? How you pronounce it?
Or autonomous.
Autonomous. Autonomous. Mm-hmm. Is that how you spell autonomous? It is, isn't it?
I don't know how you spell it. I just know how you say it.
One out of two ain't bad, man. Yeah, One out of two ain't bad.
I feel kind of silly having said it that way. Anyway.
I like autonomous.
Autonomous.
That just doesn't look like autonomous the way it's spelled. Anyway. Cars that drive themselves will be safer than if humans drive them. The technology is not hard to achieve, so says Mr. Musk. I view it as a solved problem. We know exactly what to do, and we're on our way, and in a few years, I will be selling you cars that are autonomous.
Autonomous. Hey, they're doing with planes already. Why not, right?
Is autonomous like Notre-Dame-us? I think it's
Nostradamus.
Right?
Could be, yeah.
Him too.
Google released its Android Auto telematic platform over the weekend, announcing it has...
That's joint... telematic.
Missed that one too, Richard. Because they've joined with Pioneer on three aftermarket stereo systems in which connectivity will transfer from smartphones to dashboard displays to reduce driver distraction. See, that's one of the things. You'll be able to watch a movie in the car. You talk to your heart's delight on the phone. Nobody's going to care about nothing. You'll be all happy campers.
That's right.
Happiness.
Fat and happy.
Till tomorrow. 59 after on today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.